You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Fire danger remains elevated across Wisconsin today due to dry, warm, and breezy conditions. Most of the northern third of our state, which is our area, has extreme wildfire risk, while most of the rest of the state is at very high or high fire danger. An 80-acre wildfire in Juneau County yesterday prompted road closures and evacuations until it was brought under control. Nobody was reported hurt by the fire. The DNR says it's been called to over 100 wildfires in just the past week. Rain is expected later this week, which should help reduce fire conditions. Some lawmakers think the governor's plan to overhaul Wisconsin's prison system is lacking. Joanne Krulatz has that story.
Republican leaders on the legislature's budget panel say Democratic Governor Tony Evers' plan to overhaul the state's prison system needs work. Joint Finance Committee co-chair Representative Mark Bourne is pleased Evers wants to close the Green Bay prison, but said the plan is half-baked and needs a lot of work. Bourne and committee co-chair Senator Howard Markline expect there will be more conversations with the governor's office. Under Evers' plan, the maximum security Green Bay Correctional Institution would eventually be shut down, and the hundreds of men housed there would be moved to other institutions. Evers also wants to convert changing the maximum security Waupun Correctional Institution into a medium security prison that focuses on job training. In all, the $535 million reorganization would reduce the capacity of Wisconsin's prison system by about 700 people.
A Fond du Lac woman was convicted of sex trafficking her 12-year-old daughter yesterday. 34-year-old Elia Antonio pleaded guilty to trafficking a child, failing to protect a child, and two misdemeanors. The criminal complaint says Antonio gave Juan Roca Meja access to her daughter for $250. Authorities say the girl fought off her attacker and ran to a home of a Good Samaritan who called 911. Antonio faces up to 52 years in prison when she's sentenced on August 12th. Roca Meja goes to trial on charges of first-degree sexual assault of a child on June 23rd, but has a plea sentencing hearing scheduled for June 10th. A Milwaukee man is charged with first-degree reckless homicide 9 years after the fact. In 2016, James Radford told law enforcement in Shawnee County that his wife died by suicide during an argument over suspected infidelity. On the 9th anniversary of her death, officials filed charges against 39-year-old Radford. The criminal complaint says Radford told police his wife shot herself in the chest at their home in Fairbanks. Investigators say the physical evidence did not corroborate Radford's version of the events. The criminal complaint does not say why charges are just now being filed. Radford is being held on an $800,000 bond. His next court appearance is in June. An organization that provides people with disabilities employment help, recreation, and education in the Green Bay area may lease the former Tank Elementary School from the Green Bay Area Public School District. The school board voted last night to allow the superintendent to draw up a lease for Aspiro to use the building for 12 months. Meanwhile, in Kaukauna, Inclusion Community Center, which also serves adults with disabilities, has moved into the historic Peckman Building at 108 East 2nd Street. The 132-year-old building will now serve inclusion as it helps people improve daily living skills, social engagement, gain vocational skills, and give everyone, even those with disabilities, opportunity. Governor Tony Evers visited Green Bay West High School yesterday as part of a statewide tour to urge investments in the state's workforce. His visit focused on the Baylink Manufacturing Program, which teaches students about the business of manufacturing through sales, marketing, accounting, and production planning. Students participating in that program can earn college credits and receive computer numerical control certification. The AG says he's going to stop the Trump administration from trying to use emergency powers to speed up energy projects without proper environmental oversight. Stuart J. Wattles has more.
Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has joined a coalition of attorneys general suing to stop the federal effort. The group suing argues the administration's actions threatens public health and the environment. They're asking a federal court to throw out the executive order and make it illegal to prevent agencies from issuing emergency permits under the authority.
A report from the Wisconsin Realtors Association found Wisconsin home sales were down by over 10% in March compared to March of 2024. According to the report, some of the driving causes of the decreasing home sales include a low supply of homes and increasing prices. The average price of a home in the state rose to over $300,000 this quarter, an over 7% increase over the first quarter of 2024. Organization officials also say high mortgage rates are making people less likely to put their homes on the market. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Brewers losing Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lose to the Guardians last night 5-0. Milwaukee with runners in scoring position six times, yet still shut out. Manager Pat Murphy says never mind that they're still only two games below 500.
We're all kind of struggling bad. Some teams would be with our situation. Some teams might be satisfied being in the hunt, but we're not playing well.
The Brewers say that pitcher Brandon Woodruff now headed back to IL after injuring his right ankle in his last rehab start. In basketball, NBA insider Sham Sharania reporting on ESPN that this time the Bucks trading Giannis is on the table.
They have one first-round pick that they can trade 6 years from now. They have top-heavy salaries, and again, Giannis Antetokounmpo, the two-time NBA MVP, he has not made any firm decisions about his future, but sources tell me for the first time in his 12-year NBA career as a Milwaukee Buck is open to exploring what it looks like potentially outside of Milwaukee.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Tom Cruise owes one of his biggest star-making roles to his sister. Cruise was visiting her in the mid-80s in New York City after finishing a film in Europe. The two of them saw Dustin Hoffman at a New York deli ordering takeout. Cruise said he and his sister went back and forth arguing like siblings before he finally agreed to go say hi to Hoffman. Hoffman was excited to meet Cruise and invited him backstage while he was doing Death of a Salesman the next night. As Cruise was leaving, Dustin Hoffman said, "I want to make a movie with you," and that movie ended up being Rain Man. Tom Hardy is known for his roles as a tough guy, but he recently told Esquire magazine how beaten his body is and added that he's not sure how long he can continue at this pace. Hardy mentioned he is suffering with a sciatica problem, multiple herniated discs in his back, plantar fasciitis, a pulled tendon in his hip, and has just finished two serious knee surgeries. Maybe switch to something a little easier on the body, Tom, like mixed martial arts. Thoughts and prayers is a saying we hear way too much lately, it seems. It was only a matter of time before it was the title of a movie. The film is about a musical reenactment of a 10-year-old high school tragedy. This is director Neetson Major's feature film directorial debut, and the material is based on her short film, which received Oscar buzz and is based on a true story. Major also wrote the film, which has a great ensemble cast, including Patrick Wilson, Molly Ringwald, Elizabeth Marvel, and Margaret Cho. And speaking of short stories, if you have one, you could possibly get $2 million for it. That is what Skydance paid for a sci-fi story called Drift, in which a disgraced space commander is pulled back into action to try and save his estranged son after he is kidnapped by a group from another world. According to Deadline, a good movie comparison is Gravity meets Arrival. $2 million for something that's been done before. Money well spent? No huge noise was made at the box office this past weekend. It was the same 1-2 punch, finishing in the top spots as last week. Thunderbolts was number one, bringing in 33 million big ones on a weekend that saw no new major releases. The Marvel film has reviewed well and seems to have legs and could possibly stay in the top slot until Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 2 opens on May 23rd. And coming in second place for the second week in a row after 2 weeks at number one was Sinners. The vampire period piece has incredible box office legs and took in $22 million this past weekend. It's fourth on the big screen, bringing its total to $215 million domestically. Coming in third place is the resilient The Minecraft Movie. Rounding out the top five were The Accountant 2 and the newly released Clown in a Cornfield, which came in with just over $3 million. Who's ready for some Mission Impossible? For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A few clouds this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. We'll get to around 73 for a high today. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight will drop to 56. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Slight chance of an isolated afternoon thundershower with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.